I think that's a really great point. And actually, to emphasize this, maybe you can talk about what happened to this patient.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so we treated with ABVD. He had 2 months of treatment.
This is 5 years ago.
Yeah, in 2013. So he got 2 months of ABVD and he did well. At 2 months, he had his PET scan came down, so he had no evidence of hypermetabolic disease at 2 months. And his mediastinal mass had decreased by about 20% radiographically. And so we continued on. And when he got to 7 out of 12 infusions, he then developed kind of a cough. It really was an incessant cough that was different. I did a chest X-ray, which was normal, but on his PFTs, his DLCO had decreased by 20%. It was about 88% of predicted initially, down to 68% predicted. And even though his chest X-ray was normal, you know, there was a concern of bleomycin toxicity. So I dropped the bleomycin at that point. And he completed all of his ABVD. After that, and after completion of all of his treatment, he had another PET scan which showed the mediastinal mass had decreased further. There was no hypermetabolic disease.
And what was going on in terms of the cough, and did you repeat his diffusion capacity?
I did not repeat it. The cough resolved when we stopped the bleomycin.
So, John, any thoughts about what you just heard? Do you think this was bleomycin pulmonary toxicity?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly sounds like it. I think, you know, clinicians are certainly very familiar and very nervous about this, and so the immediate reaction is to hold the drug. And we know that there's, again, a lot of data historically that suggests that omitting bleomycin or discontinuing it doesn't really influence the long-term disease control in a patient with Hodgkin's in a meaningful way. And certainly the downside of causing significant lung injury remains. So frequently, this is either a clinical diagnosis based on the presentation and the imaging and potentially PFTs, and then you stop.
Craig, any comments about this case?
So I think that, you know, in 2018, you would have dropped bleomycin after the 4 doses. And, you know, I've seen quite a bit of bleomycin-induced pulmonary death over the 25 years. You know, I'm not a fan of bleomycin at all. However, usually, if you're only giving 4 doses, and if you're going to have, the reaction is probably idiosyncratic. It's more of accumulation of bleomycin that causes the true pulmonary toxicity. And if you look at the RATHL data, when patients only got 4 doses of bleomycin, there was very little pulmonary toxicity. So I think that in general, this is classic bleomycin toxicity.
So, Craig, if a patient asks you, what's the chance I'm going to have some kind of pulmonary toxicity with bleomycin as part of ABVD, what number would you, or what range of numbers would you give?
I usually say less than 10%.